Sports Club, inside the Lambeau Field Atrium, it's Packers Live with Larry Bucharin. This week's Packers special guest, left tackle David Bakhtiari. Ladies and gentlemen, the Rock himself, Larry Bucharin.
Thank you very much. Thank you very much. Hello, everyone, and welcome to Packers Live, where we feel better. Yeah. And how about those Lions? I think their loss deserves an ode, just a brief one. Just a brief one. Ode to the Lions. A win by us, a loss by they. We're a half game out with three to play. Thank you. Please say hello to our band, Third and Short. Frankie, you forgot to change shirts, buddy. All right, don't worry about it. Anyway. May I request a drum roll, please? Tonight's guest is one of the top performing rookies in the entire National Football League. Ladies and gentlemen, please give a warm Packers Live welcome to David Bakhtiari. Take that far seat if you would. David, welcome to the program.
It's good to be here.
Have you thawed out yet?
Have I what?
Thawed out yet.
A little bit. I brought a jacket, so I didn't walk in the cold, just short sleeves.
Okay, now you're a California guy, but you went to school in Colorado. As far as cold games, where did yesterday's rank?
Oh, definitely the coldest. I had never even played in a snowy game or a raining game until this year. So I don't know how, but sometimes Saturday showed up. It was bright skies. I got lucky.
I noticed you guys in the O-line sleeveless, so you're making a statement there. What's the deal with that?
There's definitely some questioning going on in the locker room, especially between me and Josh. We're like, should we just do it? Just wear sleeves? But like when push comes to shove, we're like, no, we can't. Like, can't. But there's definitely that thought in your mind. But I mean, it's hot. I mean, I didn't even notice it. Just my fingertips. That's about it.
As far as the game itself, David, towards the end of the first half, you get a screwball play,
and
it puts you down 21-10, and nobody's giving you a chance. What was the situation like at halftime in the locker room?
The ball bounced their way. Ball bounces their way. Good amount of time so far this season. We're like, oh, this is do or die. We have to go out. We have to make something happen. I mean, it's a big moment for us. It was a turning point for us. And for us to be able to respond and come back and just squeak out that win was big for us.
Well, respond they did. So quite clearly, you guys, none of the confidence was shaken because you came out in the second half and did exactly what you had to do to beat the Atlanta Falcons.
Nothing more, nothing less. Just one point. just enough.
Well,
to
it was a very
won.
Efficient performance,
yes,
offensively.
Yes.
Now, for you personally, it was another in a long line of facing a, quote, name pass rusher. Like O.C. Umanyura, you probably heard of him in college, didn't you?
Yeah.
I mean, another in a long line of pass rushers, but like the rest of the long line, no problems, huh?
He was good. I can't discredit him, but I was able to just keep him away from the quarterback, which is good. When his name's not involved, my name's not, it's good. So.
Now, David, running the football, not terribly easy, but you guys got your 100 yards and so forth. You feel pretty good about the production in the running game? Because it came in small chunks.
I think at this point, in the season, I think us as a team and even, like, the fans, we kind of are now expecting 100-yard rushers and for us to gain 100 yards at least on the ground because of how we've been able to do it consistently week in, week out. And then Eddie and James do a great job running the rock. So, you know, to keep that up and then, you know, able to implement a passing game, that's just good for our offense. It's a healthy offense, balanced.
Now, I thought Matt Flynn, considering the conditions and coming up with a quarterback rating of 95+, played very well. However, everybody's wondering, what about Aaron Rodgers and when is he coming back? David Bakhtiari, to that question, says,
let me know. You tell me.
I mean, like, there's no inkling in the locker room, or the guys talk, or how's that go?
I mean, I think so, but I mean, my guess is just as good as yours, just as good as anyone else in this room. I hope so. I'd love to. I mean, some would say, oh, no, you know what? I don't want Aaron anymore. It's like, are you kidding me? We'd love to have him back, but I think the only people who know is the Doc and Aaron.
All right. Now, David was the 109th player selected in last spring's draft, okay? Recently, ESPN came out with a list of the top performing rookies in the National Football League. He ranks in the top 20. And David, I mentioned it earlier, you've been facing, I mean, at your position, you get the other guy's stud duck on a weekly basis, and this whole thing, if you look perfectly healthy and fine and not mentally crazy. I mean, you've handled this thing beautifully. I mean, because there's a lot of pressure with that.
I wouldn't let the how I look externally fool you. Inside, I'm combusting at this moment. I don't know. I'm even shocked of myself. I mean, you told me that. I was like, oh, ranked in the top for rookie. That's really cool. I just kind of see it week in, week out. I guess I'm too worried about who I have each week because I can't really have time to reflect. Like, oh, on the season, all the name guys I've gone against. I'm like, all right, well, this week I have DeMarcus Ware, and, I mean, everyone knows him. So, you know, I have that on my mind. I don't really have time to think about, you know, the long list of people I've gone against. But I'm happy. I think I've done a pretty good job, and I just want to continue going.
Sure have. All right, David, hang on to your helmet, buddy, because it's time to go in the huddle.
In the huddle.
Woo! In the huddle, the exciting segment where we dissect the play with the player who made it. David, are you ready?
Let's do it.
Now, David, I just got to ask you a question first. I've always subscribed to the theory that on the football field, it's good to be kind of a little bit of a jerk, like a get-the-last-shoving guy. Do you subscribe to that theory?
Yeah, I mean, I'm the youngest of – I have three older siblings, so I kind of think, you know, the more annoying I am to the opponent, you know, the better it is. So given my position, I have to get in the way, so it kind of – essentially kind of works out.
All right.
I've been training for 22 years now, so.
That leads us right to this play. Okay, here is David right here. Okay, if we could start the tape. It's a handoff to Eddie Lacy, and you see David getting into his block right there. And if we could move it a little further, please. The next line, Claire, please. The next line. Yeah, there you go. Okay, David, at this point, okay, here you're still engaging the dude. And you can kind of sense as an offensive lineman when the ball has gone by you. Okay, mm-hmm. And you're probably sensing that.
That's seventh sense.
Yeah, and however, though, you're not done with this guy. Is that part of what we were just talking about?
I mean, yeah. I mean, the biggest thing is, you know, your job's not done. They say the cliche, you play to the whistle, play past the echo of the whistle. So in my mind, I'm like, all right, well, I didn't hear nothing, so I'm going to keep on going until I hear something.
Okay, keep an eye on David. Okay, and there's the ball carrier. He's already slightly by. And as an offensive lineman, you can sense that and move it forward. And, okay, now look at this. Eddie Lacy is actually tackled. Now there's no doubt about it, okay? There's a whistle, okay? He's tackled right there. And here's David out with this other guy, okay? And David, you're not through yet, are you?
No. Okay. I think at that point I'm imagining my older brother and some past, you know, emotions and fights that we've had, so I think I'm pushing a little bit past getting the last
ball. Okay, now keep in mind, folks, okay, ball carrier tackled, whistle blows. And let's watch David out here. He drives that guy right out of the picture, embarrasses him, and that's the kind of thing we were talking about. That's a good thing, right?
Yeah, exactly.
All right, coming up, earn your autograph starring Riley.
Catch Packers live with your team. For free group tickets, call or email the Packers and be part of the show live at Lambeau Field.
Time to play Earn Your Autograph, and our guest player's name is Riley. Riley, how you doing?
I'm doing great.
And how much do you weigh?
I don't want to say.
Okay, fair enough. Dumb question. Anyway, Riley, if you can learn the football skill David's about to coach you on, you will have earned his autograph. How is that, Riley, from the UP?
That'd be great.
Okay. David, what are we going to learn?
Riley wants to learn how to run block, so we're going to teach him how to run block.
All right, wonderful.
Okay, so the absolute most important thing I've been taught since day one, the most important thing about run blocking is the second step. How quickly you can put your second step down before his first and or second, you have about, I put it in the 80% chance of winning the run block. So we're going to get in the stance, but first we're going to learn stance. Usually for me, I like to stagger, being on the left side, having my left hand down, get my back kind of back. Ooh, I got to warm up a little bit. Let me get down in your stance. So I'm going to run block this way because I kind of like run blocking that way with my hand down. It's the most important thing. If I'm opening up, I have a three tech. Which is a three shade right here. Most important thing is getting this foot up and immediately putting that foot down. So I'm going to kind of speed up just a little bit further so you can get
understanding. All about footwork.
The quicker you can get that second step down, and then from there you're just shooting your body at him.
Okay, Riley, you ready?
I think I'm ready.
Okay, get down.
Wide base.
Get down in your stance. You got it. Okay, well, I guess I got to say hike. Hike, David?
Yeah, you got it. It's on you.
Okay, ready, hike. I think he stepped with the wrong foot.
No, he opened up first. We'll go.
What do I know?
Hey, you know what?
Okay, what do I know?
I'm going to go with you.
It's that concussion thing. Riley earned his autograph. And while he's getting it, we got to take a break. When we come back, it is time for this week's Chalk Talk. Don't go away. All right. Congratulations, Riley. Thank you. If you'll recall, against the Lions, the Packers allowed 241 yards rushing, 5.6 per carry. Against the Falcons, down to 83 yards, 3.6 a carry. What was going on? Let's take a look. Okay, the Packers, they're in their typical base 3-4 defense. Remember the gap problem the Packers had against the Lions? Okay, let's snap the ball. And we're going to pick it up partially with the play in progress, okay? And now I want you to look at things, okay? Remember that gap issue where we had that giant chasm against the Lions? Okay, now look at it. We've got this gap covered, we've got this gap covered, we've got that gap covered, we've got that gap covered. When you got all those gaps covered, there's nowhere for the ball carrier to go. Now, another great thing, when you get that many gaps covered, you also have like 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 people in position to make the play. And you want to avoid missed tackles? Watch it. Get 5 hats on the football, and that's exactly what the Green Bay Packers do. And that is how you show 158 yards worth of improvement from one game to the next. Frankie, take it away. Back with David Bakhtiari. David, something I've noticed in my little video review, you and Josh Sitton, the guy playing next to you, your next door neighbor, work well together. Would you agree?
Yeah, we definitely come a long way. There's definitely some growing pains, kind of getting used to each other. But we have fun now, and I think that chemistry is definitely showing on the field.
Good guy to play next to?
Yeah, great. I mean, definitely helped me growing up, as a rookie, understanding the game as well. I mean, there's not much better you can get.
Something else that you said helped you way back, going way back to rookie camp, you mentioned your older brother, Eric, has played in the league, and gave you a sense of what you're getting into here.
Yeah, I mean, he just told me the grind, and I mean, he's seen every. Oh, there he is, right there. Yeah.
He's got some nice pipes.
I mean, yeah, we've been grinding together for a while, and I mean, he's seen every. I mean, I think he's been cut 14, 15 times, and that's hard. So, I mean, for me coming in, I was always on my toes. I was always alert. Even the position that I was even given, I still didn't even feel safe, and which is good. I don't think anyone should. Complacency. I mean, you never want to ever be complacent. So, that was just the biggest thing that I took from him. I think, it's definitely helped me grow.
Well, something else that's really helped you is you can play. And you don't know rookies coming in, okay, until they start mixing it up with the big guys. And very early, maybe the first day or two of training camp in pads, I see David going against Clay Matthews. You've heard of that guy, okay? And he's blocking him in one-on-one pass rush, the toughest drill for an offensive lineman. And David, that had to do something for your confidence, I would suspect.
Yeah, just a little bit.
I mean, David, did you kind of come out of that thinking, I can pretty much pass block anybody, all comers, I can pass block that guy?
Yeah, I mean, the thing in my mind is like, all right, well, if I can block Clay, I can pretty much block anybody. That's kind of my thought. I mean, I've told the people, Eric, who's the best passer? I'm like, I'm going to be honest, I would never want to go to Clay for a whole game because he's relentless, he's a good pass rusher, and it's just, that's tough because – 4 quarters is a long time. And, eventually with his relentlessness, I mean, just the pure relentlessness, not even how good he is as a pass rusher, that can beat you solely alone. So there's just so many dimensions to him. I mean, he's a great player. I mean, he's helped me a lot. Every time he beat me every day in practice, I mean, those are the good shots. He's got me a couple times too. So I'd always go up to him and ask him, like, all right, what did I do wrong? Like, I always wanted to learn from him. And, I mean, if you want to be the best, you got to learn from the best.
All right, coming up, we'll have questions for David from our lively audience here in the Legends Club. High atop the beautiful Lambeau Field atrium. Stay with us, please. Thank you, Third and Short. Welcome back. David Bakhtiari, our very special guest. We have some questions for him. Your name?
Matthew Rowan.
And Matthew, your question?
My question is, so far up to this point in your career, what or who has inspired you to develop yourself to where you're at right now?
Oh, that's a very tough question. The best way I can sum up, I can't name one person. For me, I like to pick pieces from different people and mold it, try to make the best, but definitely, my father, my brother, a couple older players that I've known. And, I mean, my family's probably the biggest one that I keep close to, so that's what they mold me into the character I am today.
All right, next up we have
Phil Gamroth.
Go ahead, Phil.
My question's kind of similar, being a Packer, being at your age, young tackle and stuff, who's your biggest mentor on the Packers right now?
I would say it's a combination of Josh, player-wise, Josh and Clay.
Fair enough. And your name?
Wendy.
And Wendy, what's your question?
What college did you come to before you came a rookie for the Green Bay Packers?
I went to the University of Colorado at Boulder.
Fair enough. And next up we have?
Maureen.
Come on, join the club.
Okay. I have a couple questions. First of all.
30-minute show. Okay. One question.
Okay, you're coming, you're getting selected, and you get to the Green Bay Packers, where they wear cheese on their heads. So what did you think about that? And the other question is, if you have a different quarterback behind you, do you have to...
Be careful of that finger.
Do you have to do something different? If you have a different quarterback, if the changes from one to another?
Oh, okay. The cheese on the head is definitely something I'm still getting a little bit used to. I think my dad's having the hardest time with it. I think he's told me, I don't think I can wear cheese on my head, I'm sorry. I don't care. I mean, it's awesome. And then with the change of quarterbacks, I think if I understood your question correctly, it is a little different. I mean, every quarterback does, sets up the same. Certain people react differently. Some people like to evade the pocket differently. Of course, you have to adjust. No two persons the same.
Thank you, David. Thanks to our questioners. We'll be back in just a moment. Stay with us, please. You're watching Packers Live.
both athletic big guys.
This is going to be hello and goodbye. We are out of time. David, continued success. You're off to a great start. Thank you for watching, everybody. Until next time, take care.